The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome again and again and again to this moment. This moment's experience with all that arises in the sphere of being human. So, continuing our exploration with feeling tone, Vedana, which is the second foundation of mindfulness, the second foundation of mindfulness, and a very important teaching. So, according to Buddhist psychology, feeling tone, the simply pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral perception of objects, arise in every with every object of the mind. And it's one of them in any mind moment associated. So we might sometimes, as one person sent me a question in email, it might seem sometimes that it's mixed. There is some pleasant associated with something. It's also there's some unpleasant. So my invitation would be to look more closely with a mind that has more settling, more concentration, more samadhi. There's more calm, an ability to see and distinguish. As Vedana sometimes can be quite subtle, actually. And when we see it in its subtlety, your life will never be the same. To see how the mind essentially labels every experience, perceives every experience kind of willy-nilly on its own. And we'll explore impersonality or not self or anatta tomorrow with respect to this teaching of Vedana, which is really a way to find freedom, is the culmination of our week of practice. To see that, yes, they're impersonal. They just come and go. And yes, they're our perceptions, our assumptions, our point of view has a lot to do with preconditioning them, but we don't control them. And we shouldn't try to control and change Vedana, unpleasant Vedana to pleasant Vedana. And that would not be the way to practice with this. That would just be joy seeking, getting on the hedonic treadmill. And it doesn't work, as if we always want to have pleasant Vedana in our experience in life instead of deepening our wisdom so that there is a sense of ease with whatever Vedana arises, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, instead of always going after pleasant Vedana and avoiding, pushing away unpleasant Vedana. So coming back to the thread of the teachings in Buddhist psychology and in Abhidhamma, especially in the higher teachings, that there is a Vedana in every moment of experience with every object. It could be subtle, and also, it might be neutral. If it's neutral, we may not notice it. It's harder to notice neutral versus unpleasant or pleasant, as I've mentioned before. If you notice the lack, if you don't notice a Vedana within the experience, notice, is it pleasant? No. Is it unpleasant? No. Oh, maybe then it's neutral. That's one way to tell neutral. But to come back to the question that was asked, there is one tone of Vedana associated with one moment's experience with one object. It's not multiple. It's just that there, the mind can move so fast between the objects and between these experiences that there could be some pleasantness with one thing and some unpleasantness. You know, you have a memory. Oh, it brings some sadness. Ah, unpleasant vena. And then, oh, but it's bittersweet. Oh, there's some pleasantness. It was a lovely memory. So unpleasant, pleasant, unpleasant. So going back and forth. So it takes some practice and settling the mind to be able to see these distinguishings. But it is possible to see them. And it might take more samadhi, concentration, and settling of the mind to see these finer nuances. So what I'd like to continue to explore today is the teaching on the dependent origination. And the instruction that I shared, which is to notice the first moment of arising of vedana, of pleasant or unpleasant, the arising of vedana always precedes the noticing of liking or dislike. And if we can notice the vedana, the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, before reactions, justifications, projections happen, we can actually have freedom in the midst of them. So let me put up for you to see the wheel of dependent origination. I'll put up a graphic. Let's see if this works. Here it is. And I'll also describe it for those who would be listening to the audio dharma alone. So on the screen, you should see the 12 links of dependent origination, dependent arising. And as you might have heard, dependent arising, dependent origination, different ways is translated. Paticca samuppada is the Pali word. Dependent arising is a long and often complicated teaching, and much longer for the minutes that we have left. The part I would like to bring your attention to is on the lower part of this circle. So the idea here is that by craving, attachment, becoming, clinging, we take birth and death, and the cycle of suffering continues. And this could be interpreted either as a multi-life model, past lives, present lives, or present life model, just one life model, so that when we have contact, here and down below is contact with an object, when the six senses, bottom right, when the six senses, one of the six sense doors, the mind door being one sense door in Buddhism besides the five, the usual five, when it makes contact with any object, feeling tone arises. Down here is vedana. And from that feeling tone, then, if we don't see, notice it, then craving arises. And craving, tanha, Tanha is the Pali word, often translated also as thirst. And I like thirst because there is this sense of, thirst. Ooh, really, this physical, this embodied feeling of of being thirsty, of, oh, I want it. Oh, it's unpleasant. Oh, I don't want it. Make it go away. Oh, it's pleasant. I want it. I want it. And then attachment or clinging is the next step of the dependent origination that arises. Attachment. Upadana. There's a sense of, oh, it's really, we solidify. We really hook up. We cling to it. We close our wrist. Craving is a thirst. So the thirst arises and then we turn, collapse our wrist, our hand, our fist, and we just really attach to it. And then we become this being who doesn't like something or love something or hate something. We become in this life, in this one life model. And then we take birth as a person who does not like this, hates this, suffers, etc., etc. And so the wheel continues, even in the one life model. So what's significant here is that, yes, there are many places where this going round and round could be broken. However, it is taught in the classic teachings that the place that is easiest to break the cycle of suffering, the cycle of dependent arising, is right here between feeling tone and craving, between tanha, between vedana, noticing pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, and before it becomes thirst, before it becomes thirst. So this right here is the easiest way, is the best way to notice, and because we usually notice it when, well, either we don't notice, we become, and we take birth in this new birth of greed, hatred, and delusion, which are the roots of all this. But we usually notice much later when it's all solidified into attachment and becoming. But if we can notice earlier, and when you start to notice it, you'll see vedana everywhere. You'll see it everywhere. At first, you don't see it at all, but then it just pops up everywhere, as in rapid fire. It's you start noticing how the mind is labeling so many experiences with vedana, with feeling tone. So for those of you who've asked how to find a copy of this, if you just search on the web for images of dependent arising, different images will come up, and this is one of them. So a couple of more words to say that evolutionarily, in many ways, we can consider that vedana, this feeling tone, valence, has been developed as a shortcut, evolutionary shortcut, to fight or flight, for example. However, let's acknowledge and be aware that the way we have evolved, evolution wants us to live long enough to pass down our genes. It's not interested in our happiness or unhappiness. Hence, for example, we all have, as human beings, we all have the negativity bias. We're more attuned to what's negative in the environment than what's good in the environment. So if somebody gives you a compliment, you'll just write it off. If somebody says something a little critical, you'll remember it for the rest of your life. There is a sense of being tuned to the negative. So the same way that the evolutionary, we have these various biases, there's also this bias of not realizing, not noticing the Vedana when it comes up, and just shortcut to reaction. I don't like it. I don't like what this person said. In the reactiveness of, oh, it's just unpleasant. It just arises. Holding it with ease is just unpleasant. It's just pleasant. And not to be a marionette, this doll that has strings attached to its body and is being pulled this way and that way by all these feeling tones. There are so many of them. So for us to actually, by contemplating feelings, feeling tone, it gives us an opportunity to bring our conditioning back to our conscious awareness. So in this way, Buddha's teachings really show us in a brilliant way the underpinnings of our psychological views. And when you see what's beyond them, you see when you see how the sausage is made, you can go beyond. So my invitation for today is, if you would notice when Vedana arises, perhaps before it leads to the other steps, to the tanha, to the thirst, and to attachment, to clinging. So notice if it's possible, or you might catch yourself later when there is thirst already. Let's say one area you can notice it is sometimes when some subtle sadness comes up, we turn towards comfort. You know, we pick up our phone, for example, for some news or some email, or maybe we think, oh, ice cream or chocolate would be nice right now. Oh, notice there was an unpleasant Vedana that just came before it. And now the mind wants to avoid it, push it away. Yep, let's go store some pleasant Vedana. We want to have pleasantness, only pleasantness. And that's the recipe for always chasing after pleasant. So thank you, Sangha, for practicing together in this moment in time. And I look forward to practicing together tomorrow, with the culmination of our days together, with exploring anatta, not self, the impersonality of Vedana, which is a beautiful teaching, which is a beautiful exploration, beautiful practice, just to see. They just arise. I'm not controlling them. Okay, do I need to get upset? So for today, though, the invitation is to notice when they arise and the wheel, the actions that follow. All right. May you be well. Take good care.